Larry Manti in for Jesse Kelly and having a blast tonight talking to you. 877-377-4373 is the number to call in. As I look at some of the phone calls, you know, a lot of you saying he's a scumbag, talking about Congressman-elect George Santos, he needs to step down. And so I want to add something to the discussion. First, I'm just going to give a little recap, and then we'll get into another angle on this discussion. So Congressman-elect George Santos is from the 3rd District, Nassau County, in Long Island. He's apologized. He came forward and apologized for lying on his resume. He didn't work at Goldman Sachs or Citigroup. He didn't graduate from the college he said he graduated from, and he's not Jewish. And he claimed that he was Jewish. He's admitted to the lies, and he's apologized on Fox News. He apologized in the newspaper. He apologized for Tulsi Gabbard filling in for Tucker Carlson, who destroyed him anyway.
This isn't a made-up narrative, but I feel like nobody really wants to sit down and talk about it. Everybody just wants to push me and call me a liar. Look,
Congressman-elect Santos. Congressman-elect Santos, we've given you a lot of time. I think the time that is owed is to the people of New York's 3rd. It's hard to imagine how they could possibly trust your explanations when you're not really even willing to admit the depth of your deception to them. Thank you so much for being here and joining us.
Well, she never really did ask about the depth of his deception, did she? She never really gave him the chance to do that. I guess he could have done it, but she was kind of attacking him and he was defending himself. So I'm not sure it was ever a fair fight. Tulsi Gabbard left the Democratic Party recently, you'll remember. She's now an independent, she says. People expect her to become a Republican because she's on Fox News and she's always been a pit bull. And as I said, Santos, the first thing he should do is fire his communications director for allowing him to do that extended interview with her. He now faces a possible federal investigation. No, I'm sorry, it's happening now. He's facing a federal investigation and an investigation by the Nassau County DA. Investigations, that doesn't mean they're going to find anything, but they want to make sure he didn't lie on anything important. There's calls for him to step aside, and there's calls for him to make way for a special election so they can choose somebody else. Is that fair? That's the question. Because Democrats who lied on their resumes went on to become pretty successful. Senators, even presidents. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal told a whopper when running for election. He said he served in Vietnam.
We have learned something very important since the days that I served in Vietnam, and you exemplify it. Whatever we think about the war, whatever we call it, Afghanistan or Iraq, we owe our military men and women unconditional support.
That's called stolen honor, and it's supposed to be a big deal. Most people have to resign when they make that kind of claim. NBC anchor Brian Williams lost his main anchor gig at NBC for exaggerating his coverage when he was covering Iraq. Said his helicopter was shot at and he feared for his life. Never happened. He apologized. Had to be off the air for a long time and got a late shift at MSNBC. But Blumenthal was allowed just to apologize and move on.
On a few occasions, I have misspoken about my service, and I regret that, and I take full responsibility. But I will not allow... I will not allow anyone to take a few misplaced words and impugn my record of service to our country.
Amen. It wasn't misplaced words. He placed the words purposely and perfectly, except it was a lie. He said exactly what he wanted to say, and he was allowed to get away with that because he apparently has a better communications director than George Santos, and he held a news conference in front of supporters, not a news conference. He didn't take any questions. The media was there, but he just gave a speech to his supporters made that statement. They applauded, as you heard, his lie. And he was elected senator. He still serves. Richard Blumenthal claimed to serve in Vietnam. He did not. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren lied and said she was part Cherokee Indian to get a high-paying Ivy League professor's job at Harvard.
I am not a tribal citizen. I had a good conversation last week with Chief Baker, who is chief of the Cherokee tribes, and I told Chief Baker that I am sorry.
She apologized. She's still a senator. No investigation, no calls for her to resign, no calls for a special election. Only thing she has to put up with now is that Donald Trump calls her Pocahontas. And how about President Biden? He's in a special category all of his own. He lies almost for a living. He's made up an entire life. His lying about his life and his resume could fill volumes. There's so many to go through. So many recently I could pick out. But let's take a few. Some of the whoppers he's told while he's been running for office. How about the story that he loved to tell for a long time? He doesn't tell anymore, but he used to tell it all the time, about being arrested trying to see Nelson Mandela in prison in South Africa.
I had the great honor of meeting him. I had the great honor of being arrested with our UN ambassador on the streets of Soweto trying to get to see him on Robben's Island.
Wow, that's a great story, isn't it? He was arrested trying to go to support Nelson Mandela and visit him in prison. An American senator putting his freedom on the line. He could have been right there in a cell with Mandela for the rest of his born days. It's a great story. It never happened. And when CNN called him on it, he didn't apologize.
When I said arrested, I meant I was not able to move. Cops, Upper Connors, would not let me go with them, made me stay where I was. I guess I wasn't arrested. I was stopped.
That's a big difference. That's a big difference. I was stopped. A police officer said I couldn't cross the street. Do you later say you were arrested? Hey, I was arrested today. What happened? No, a police officer just told me I couldn't cross the street. How do you do that? It's constant with him. He has a lying problem. He went on from that to win the Democratic nomination and become president. And he continues lying.
This guy climbed down a ravine, carried this guy up on his back under fire. And the general wanted me to pin the silver star on him. I got up there and stand, this is God's truth. My word is a Biden. He stood at attention. I went to pin him. I said, sir, I don't want the damn thing. Do not pin it on me, sir. Please, sir, do not do that. He died. He died.
That was a movie scene, which he acted out the whole time. Do not pin that on me, sir. You should see him when he tells the story. He told that over and over and over and over again. It is a moving story. It never happened. He made it up. He's told that story dozens of times, and he's changed it over the years, over and over again. And he's called on it time and time again, but he keeps telling it. It's not an exaggeration. It's not a misrepresentation. It is a lie. I got a couple of more that I want to get to, and I'm going to do that after the break, and then I'm going to talk to you. 877-377-4373. 877-477-4373. I'm Larry Menti, in tonight for Jesse Kelly. Talk to you in a minute. Say the Joker to the thief. There are calls tonight for Congressman-elect George Santos to step down. There are calls for a special election. They're going to investigate him. His only mistake was that he went on TV with Tulsi Gabbard. So many other politicians have lied. I mean, lying in a campaign, isn't that required? We're so used to it. It's not that shocking when somebody lies in a campaign. Remember Hillary Clinton when she was running for president? When she claimed that when she was in Bosnia, she had to run from her plane because there was so much gunfire. And it turns out there was old footage of it, and she actually walked out and was given flowers, and she had a poem read to her by an 8-year-old Muslim girl. It's amazing. She was with Chelsea. Chelsea was hugging people. No gunfire. No, you couldn't even hear any gunfire. Completely made up. She didn't have to undergo an investigation as to her other possible lies. This is all about grabbing another seat in the House for the Democrats. That's what this is about right now. But I want to get back to the king of all of these stories, Joe Biden. He lies. He's lied his entire career. He's made up stories his entire career, and he's the president of the United States. Recently, he claimed he was a civil rights advocate.
When I was about the age of the guy standing over there, I got involved in the civil rights movement.
He said he was at Selma. You know, you don't have to even ask anybody. I don't have to give you any evidence or get anybody to testify against him, because this is what he said when he was campaigning for Senate a few years ago.
I was not an activist, but I was not out marching. I was not down in Selma. I was not anywhere else.
There's so many of these. I could go on forever with Joe Biden. It's amazing that he gets away with all that stuff. It's amazing they just go, oh, that's old Uncle Joe. They call it a gaffe. It's not a gaffe. It's a lie. Man, Joe Biden went on to be president. I'm going to do one more. I'm going to do one more. I got a bunch here. I'm going to do one more because this is a big one. It has more to do with what George Santos did. Because George Santos's career might be over because, among other things, he lied about the college he went to. So did Joe Biden, and he went on to be president.
I think I probably have a much higher IQ than you do, I suspect. The first year in law school, I decided I didn't want to be in law school and ended up in the bottom 2/3 of my class, and then decided I wanted to stay, went back to law school, and in fact ended up in the top half of my class.
Now, you know what? We checked. Biden was number 76 in his class. There were 85 in that class. Now, look, I'm no mathematician, but even I know that's not in the top half. So why can Biden and Warren and Blumenthal get away with these lies when Santos's life may be ruined? First, they didn't sit down for an interview with Tulsi Gabbard. That was stupid. But they're Democrats. Maybe we just expect them to lie. There's an accusation out there now that the Republicans eat their own. Maybe Republicans just have higher standards. By the way, some of the worst lies by the Biden administration has been that inflation was temporary, that two retractive periods in a row, quarters in a row, are not a recession, and the border is secure. They're horrible lies. Those are lies that affect people's lives. These lies are just a little bit silly. 1-877-377-4373. 1-877-377-4373 is the number to call in. Evan from Pennsylvania, you're on the Jesse Kelly Show.
Good evening. This Santos situation, it's just another communist Democrat deep state false flag operation. They ran this guy as a Republican. He said all the things that conservatives wanted to hear. They made sure they rigged the election, make sure that he would win. And then this comes out. And the reason why he brought up the Biden situation was because we all know how all the lies that he told. But they just want to set an example to anybody in the future that decides to run and try to use their tactics against them, that we are going to destroy you. So that's all this was. And Tulsi Gabbard, she's a phony. You can't trust her. The only reason why she's become an independent and to act like this is because the Republicans are voting out all the rhinos, and the Democrats need rhinos in there to make the United States think that we're still a two-party country. And
All right, Evan, I got it. Except he did lie. I mean, there's no question that he lied. Nobody set that up. This wasn't an ops operation, and it was the New York Times that uncovered him. Did the Democrats go to him? And go to the New York Times and say, hey, you should look at this guy? Yeah, probably. But that I was an investigative reporter for a long time. That happens all of the time. Anyway, why him? That is the question, though. Like, not why him, why are they doing a story on him? I get that. But why is he the guy that now has to step down when all of these other much more successful people and bigger names have lied and they don't have to? That's the question. Dave from Denver, you're on the Jesse Kelly Show. Larry Menti filling in. Hey, Dave.
Hi, how's it going? How are you doing? You're doing a great job.
Thank you very much. That's it?
My take on it is, why did the GOP not vet this guy? I mean, isn't that what they're supposed to do, vet the people that are going to be basically getting money from the GOP that they're trying to elect?
Yeah, that's true, but these were strange lies, you know? I mean, what do you vet? I mean, a guy says he worked at Citigroup. I guess you could call, like the New York Times did, and vet that. I mean,
well, let me put it this way, okay? I was a cop for 30 years. Before that, I was in the military for 10. So I go to a job interview to be a police officer, and I say, oh, yeah, I did this and this and this in the military. I've got a PhD in education. I can throw all this stuff out there. They're going to check into that stuff. They're going to do a security check on me.
Yeah, I get it. I guess the vetting for a cop is...
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue. Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view. Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
Much more stringent, and thank God for that. We're going to change it up when we come back. This is Larry Menti in for Jesse Kelly on The Jesse Kelly Show. Hey, I hope you've been paying attention to China. Well, actually, why would you? They don't let you see anything in there anyway. But so let me clue you in with what's going on. This is Larry Menti in for Jesse Kelly on The Jesse Kelly Show. The American medical community is certainly keeping an eye on China because they've been hit with another wave of COVID, a big wave. I mean, some cities are like ghost towns. This time it's Omicron. Hospitals are overcrowded. Funeral homes are running almost 24 hours. It is bad. It's bad. And China saw this coming. Remember they enacted that zero COVID policy that they bragged to the world about? And then the pictures were horrible. Communist soldiers in white full-body medical suits were forcing people indoors, physically shutting down their businesses, and even sealing doors and locking people in their homes and apartments. That was met with nationwide protests, which is unusual in China. And the Chinese government was forced to stop the craziness. But they turned out, as it turns out, they were right in their presumptions about COVID. Just the methods were bad. Sounds like us in some ways with our shutdowns. For a time, the huge city of Beijing, one of the biggest in the world, was a ghost town as COVID once again hit most of the population. It has been moving from town to town and spreading through China. And as bad as it is, Scott Gottlieb, the former FDA commissioner, says this is going to get worse.
The reality is I think China is going to be in this much longer than we perceive. They have different variants spreading in different parts of that country. This isn't going to be one wave of infection. This could be multiple waves of infection that happen simultaneously. So this could be very protracted. And if you read some of the reports coming out, getting published in the South China Morning Post, which covers this fairly well, the situation there is already pretty dire. Their hospitals are overrun, and they're in the early innings of this.
Yeah, that's frightening that they're in the early innings of this. It's going to affect us in several ways, but one of the reasons it's horrible news for us is because we rely on China for so many products. And if it's true that this is in the early innings of a much longer game, and this is a second mini pandemic, it's going to get a whole lot worse. That's going to affect supply chains again and may drive up inflation again.
Look, there is one word for what's going on in China with zero COVID and now the reversal, and that's fiasco. It's not that they've shifted the policy. It's that the policy has failed and has collapsed. Zero COVID brought them slow growth, but not much else. And suddenly they were stuck with slow growth and protests, the start of riots, and a situation where a new Omicron variant was ravaging the population.
That's Fred Kemp. He's the CEO and president of the Atlantic Council, a foreign policy think tank. He has a lot of people over in China. He has some pretty good information. It's difficult to get any information out of China, as we found out with the original outbreak of COVID. They try to hide these problems, but he is predicting from his sources some real problems. And here is the worst part. Most of us aren't getting any updates. As I said, no good information from China. Did you know they stopped counting COVID deaths because in their arrogance, they believed that the zero COVID policy would work? Who needs to count anymore? And now the death toll is going up again. So once again, China has been useless with information. They won't let anybody in there. And once again, they're trying to hide another pandemic. And every epidemiologist says this is going to make it to America, no matter what we try to do to stop it.
A virus is like a cloud. You can't stop a cloud. You may restrain the dispersion of the cloud, but you cannot stop it. So it may help if you want to prepare to be more resilient towards the next wave, but you cannot expect to be to protect yourself from the next wave. That exactly what happened in China. They expected to have zero COVID, and it's a failure, obviously.
It's already spread to other parts of the world, and it's coming here. That's John Frederick Hansen with the Global Health Security Alliance. So what he's saying is get ready for another big wave of COVID. Because of the tridemic, which is RSV, the flu, and COVID, many big cities and school districts are already mandating masks again. Some school districts are virtual for a few weeks when they come back from the holidays next week. But that's not because of what's happening in China. That's because of big family gatherings over the holidays and the fear that many viruses are already spreading and kids and adults will bring them into the classrooms and the businesses and all of that. They haven't even accounted for this new pandemic yet that is spreading in China and has already spread, as I said, to other countries. I'm surprised nobody's been really talking about this yet. I did like the Drudge Report. They said, here we go again. And it does feel like that, doesn't it? This is worse in many ways than the first pandemic, in that it's more widespread in China. The last pandemic, it started in Wuhan, and it was just in that area for a while before we even found out about it. This is all across the country. And because we have more treatments and because we have vaccines, it's not quite as deadly, but it's spreading fast. The only thing that we're talking about doing right now, the only thing we're talking about doing is requiring, and remember, this is what we did the first time with when it was from China. We're not cutting off travel from China, but we're requiring that travelers from China be tested, self-tested, and they can't fly if they're positive. Now, look, that may slow down the spread, but it is not going to stop it. This is coming.
By testing with a PCR or a self-administered antigen test within 2 days of going, we'll catch some cases. But as we all know, there are false negatives. People aren't yet positive and can bring the virus with them. So it may have some benefit. It's going to be rather minimal in the big scheme of things.
That's Dr. David Agus, who works with CBS News. So here we go again. And I want to gauge your level of concern about this. Because this is exactly what we've been worried about. Exactly what we've been worried about, that this was going to happen again, that there was going to be another huge wave. And every time one started to percolate somewhere, like the one that happened in South Africa, a couple have happened in South Africa, it was huge news and we were all told to get ready for it. Not this time. And mostly because it's coming from China and we have a hard time getting some information. But that might be the most dangerous. This is coming. Get ready, especially if you live in a city or state with the knee-jerk reaction to this stuff where they shut things down again. I really don't think that's going to happen again because we found out so much about the last shutdown. We found out so much that the shutdown, how much it hurt kids, how much it hurt businesses. One-third of the small businesses had to close up in many states. Kids, their learning is far behind now. I don't believe there's any way this country will tolerate another shutdown, not even regionally. And of course, we have more treatments and we have vaccines. But masks, social distancing, events being canceled, that's all possible if we get as hit as hard as China. So what's your level of concern about this? 877-377-4373. Do you think we might have stricter restrictions again? And China gets away with this again without taking responsibility. No repercussions. The world just looks the other way. But when it hits here, it's going to be a big deal. What's your level of concern? This is Larry Menti in for Jesse Kelly on The Jesse Kelly Show. The number to call in is 877-377-4373. We'll be right back. So China had restrictions on travel. Now they have this huge surge of COVID cases, and they're opening everything up. It's almost like they want to send everybody across the world. Share COVID. We shouldn't be the only ones suffering. This is amazing. The first few flights out, listen to these statistics. More than half of the passengers on a flight from China to Italy have tested positive for COVID-19. Two flights into Milan were among the first to see passengers subjected to new mandatory testing imposed on Chinese travelers by Italy. The United States was the fifth country to say they were doing the same thing. On the first flight, out of 92 passengers, 35 or 38% were positive. On the second flight, out of 120 passengers, 52% were positive. This is pretty incredible. Now, what I don't get is why they opened up travel. It's now issuing ordinary passports and visas, meaning millions of Chinese people can go abroad And there's a big holiday coming up there. Next month is the Lunar New Year holiday. And so there's huge concerns across the country that this could lead to another widespread infection around the world. So China does this again? I want to gauge your level of concern. Because as we heard from a doctor a second ago, even if they're testing people on the flights, it doesn't mean they're going to catch everything. Some people may not test positive because they're early on in COVID and then have it while they're here. Look, it's going to come here. If they're allowing all these people out of China, and many of them are going to come to San Francisco, many are going to come to New York, other cities, it's going to come here. And it's going to spread here just like it spread in the United States. Now, I don't think there's going to be a federal shutdown anymore. Oh my God, could you imagine? I don't think Biden is that stupid to do that. But I do think because he listens to the teachers union, the schools are absolutely going to be hybrid again at the very least. I don't even think it'll be hybrid. I think they're going to be online learning again, which is so bad because it just, the test scores drop for everybody. We're going to really inflict this on our kids again? 877-377-4373. If this happens the way that everybody says it's going to happen, if we become China, things are going to happen here. I don't know what. It's not going to be as bad as the first time around because we have vaccines and we have treatments, but there's going to be restrictions. Joaquin from Pennsylvania, you're on the Jesse Kelly
Larry,
Show.
You know what? Why, yeah. Thank you. You know what? Unfortunately, people have to understand that this is being done deliberately, you know, and it's all part of the destruction of the United States of America and Western civilization. They want to bring us into the one world globalist agenda. And everything that the Biden administration has been doing, and it's not just him, there's globalists in the Republican Party who enabled this last omnibus or whatever you want to call it. They want to destroy us. And unfortunately, when I've watched as people submitted the first time around, I hope that many have woken up and aren't going to submit like they did in the past. But this is no accident. This is done deliberately. And it's not just China behind it.
Who profits from that? I don't understand why anyone would do that to inflict a pandemic on millions of Americans. What's the profit?
Well, if they shut the country down like they did before, look at the economic damage that was done. I mean, you know, and also, too, even with illegal immigration, as they start, you know, flooding these cities and these cities want federal dollars, they're going to start printing more money, and then our dollar is going to be destroyed. And I've done population control, but basically it's to destroy us.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. And thanks a lot for the phone call, Joaquin. But I get what you're saying. I don't see that. I don't. And maybe you know what you're talking about. Maybe I'm being naive, but I don't see how anybody profits from that if they hurt the United States like that. I guess you could be saying China wants to do that, but you're saying it's a global thing and the Biden administration is part of it, and so are some Republicans, and I don't know. That's way too conspiratorial for me. Jomie from Tennessee. You're on the Jesse Kelly Show. Hi, Jomie.
Yeah, hey. Hey, buddy. Thanks for taking my call tonight.
Sure.
You know, I tell you, my level of concern is zero. My wife is a 30-year trauma specialist, RN nurse. She knows what she's doing. She volunteered to go to the COVID unit, work it here in our local area. This woman has contracted COVID 4 times. I have yet to be vaccinated. I have yet to wear a mask. I went to a store. I won't say the store's name one time, and they said, well, where's your mask? And I said, I don't have one. They said, then you can't come in. I said, okay. Turned around and walked out. But during those 4 times my wife contracted COVID, I loved on her, I kissed on her, I treated her the exact same as if she was normal. And I never got COVID. To me, there's nothing stronger than natural immunity. When they're pushing these vaccines and these masks, I'm sorry, I call bull butter on that. Now,
yeah, look at
disagree, and I fully understand that the older crowd and some people don't have that same ability that maybe me, because I'm, you know, healthy, I guess.
Yeah, well, you absolutely are right about people with other conditions and also people that are older. Of course, they don't have the ability to fight this off that you do. But you don't know if you had it. You may have had it. Maybe that's why you have the natural immunity you're talking about, because you have this.
Maybe.
Yeah,
absolutely, sir. I couldn't agree more.
I got a feeling that that's what the case is. All right, when we come back,
yes,
I want to talk about Title 42. It's still going to be lifted at some time, and it may be within the month. We'll talk about the ramifications of that.